time.
Bentley's dry cleaners and laundry service announced their new superb Super Saver prices, where you can have two articles cleaned almost for the price of one. Like two suits for just £5, two coats for £5, two trousers for just £2.50, and there's much more. Bentley's on-the-spot dry cleaners, where the prices are kept low and the quality remains superb. Open 6 days a week from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. at 127 Upper Leeson Street, Dublin. Telephone 605-648. That's 605-648.
On 738 AM and 103 FM in stereo, this is Energy.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Paul Clements. Another bomb has exploded in Paris. 30 people have been injured, at least three seriously, after a bomb ripped through police headquarters in Paris this afternoon. It's the fourth bomb explosion to hit the French capital in 7 days and is believed to be the work of a Beirut-based group calling itself the Supporters of Freedom and Right. Two men arrested by police after the murder of a prominent loyalist paramilitary on Saturday night are still being interrogated by police. 33-year-old John Bingham was killed by the IRA at his home in Ballysillan Crescent as he watched television on Saturday night. The murder has been condemned by Catholic and Protestant groups in the province. The man charged with conspiring with Patrick McGee to cause an explosion has pleaded not guilty at his trial at the Old Bailey in London. 27-year-old Thomas Maguire, with an address in Blackpool, had his trial postponed this morning when Mr. Justice Boreham was told that the jury was not ready to proceed. The hearing will now begin tomorrow morning. A second earth tremor measuring 5.6 on the Richter scale has struck the southern Greek town of Kalamata. Communications between Kalamata and Athens were blocked immediately after the latest earthquake, which happened at 20 minutes to 12 our time. It's unknown whether there were any new victims. The hunt for survivors from Saturday's tremor is continuing, with the latest number of dead being put at 18. Rescue workers say 82 people are being treated for their injuries in hospitals in Kalamata and Athens. A man accused of murdering five people at a Hampshire country house has been remanded in custody for a further 7 days. There was a strong police presence around Lymington Courthouse this morning for the appearance of 35-year-old George Stevenson, who was accused of murdering 82-year-old Joseph Cleaver and his invalid wife Wendy, their son Thomas and his wife Wendy, and the family nurse 70-year-old Margaret Murphy. Counsel for Stevenson asked for him to be moved from Brixton Prison to Winchester Prison, but was told he should take the matter to the Home Office. In South Africa, it's reported that police fired tear gas at 800 people who were protesting against the eviction of rent boycotters in the Sharpeville township. In Soweto, a mob of men firing guns and throwing stones stormed a squatter camp, killing seven in a continuing local battle which has now claimed the lives of 10 people and has injured at least 11. Meanwhile, South Africa has appointed its first non-white ambassador to work at the EEC in Brussels. The announcement came as the European community reconvened in the Belgian capital to decide on whether to take economic sanctions against Pretoria. And finally, the weather prospects: a bright sunny day with long clear spells throughout. Winds are light northwesterly in direction and the area high reaching 57 degrees Fahrenheit. We'll have news again at 4.
Gareth O'Callaghan, Energy 103.
Let's go with the Monday cruise and let's recapture the year. Argentina beat the Netherlands 3-1 to win the Soccer World Cup. That was in the middle of June. It was on the 15th of September that Muhammad Ali defeated Leon Spinks to become heavyweight champ for the third time. And the Times and Sunday Times suspended publication. But what year was it?
Coming round for more.
cast your mind back to the year we're recalling today. It was the year that Jack Lynch was the Taoiseach. He stressed that if the circumstances were right, Ireland would follow Britain and join the new European monetary system. Jeremy Thorpe was in very hot water that year because he was alleged to have plotted to murder Norman Scott, male model, and one-time close friend. And the country's new tough drinking driving laws failed to reduce the catalogue of death and injury on the roads. It was a great year musically, nice weather in the summer, but what year are we remembering today?
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to face when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be.
And right, I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Don't you walk through my words, at my silver chain. He said, I'll give you $1. I said, you've got to be joking, man. It was a present from my mother.
He said, I like it, I want it. I'll take it off your hands and you'll be sorry. You cross me, you better understand that you're alone.
Cruise, throw a head back and try and remember the year that peace treaty talks were going on between Egypt and Israel, President Jimmy Carter at the helm. And it was also the year in Ireland that the country's top civil servants were threatening industrial action for the very first time in the history of the state since 1922. And one of the most bizarre occurrences that year was the case of the 400 members of a bizarre religious cult called the People's Temple under the leadership of Jim Jones. Apparently they killed themselves during a mass communion service near Port Kaituma in Guyana in South Africa. It's 13 minutes past three, but what year was it?
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder now you're not here. Watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the song through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. Through autumn's golden gown, we used to kick our way.
gentle rain fall softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here.
Energy's cruise for Monday the 15th recalls the music and news of a year when the TV entertainer and magician David Nixon died tragically and suddenly. The evening newspapers cost a mere 10p. And some of the big films of the year, well, they included Star Wars with R2-D2, Jaws 2, and Grease. But what year was it?
Energy 103.
My whole world was cracking up. Everywhere I went, I saw Perry Crisps. Was it a worldwide plot? Was I going insane? I thought of calling in a private eye, Perry Mason, maybe, or the famous Hercule Perry. But instead, I went to a shrink.
You're paranoid.
He said.
I'm putting you on a course of these.
Looked like they'd get on to him, too. I was running out of options fast. I opened the pack and took a bite. Wow. Blew my mind. These Perry Crisps sure were all they're cracked up to be. I was hooked and I knew it. I'd never be able to get off the perry-go-round now. Still, I figured if you're gonna go paranoid, you may as well crack up good.
Look at me.
Yes, we're looking. And now we too want a piece of the action. We want to go to the piano bar every Friday, Saturday and Sunday evening. Then we want to go to the Friday and Saturday night disco that runs till 2. And we want to remember the 60s and 70s each Wednesday from 9 till 11. Yes, we're looking. And now we're on our way to Misty's at Lamb Doyle's, where there's free admission before 10.
Buying or selling a car? Then contact Data Car. Data Car on 602-599.
Gareth O'Callaghan. The Power Station. Energy 103.
Pretty little angel eyes.
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little, pretty little.
This is the cruise from Energy for a Monday. It's 3:19. What year was it today? Have you any idea? I'll reveal all in about 8 minutes.
Little, little, little angel eyes.
Oh, angel eyes. I really love you so. Angel eyes. I'll never let you go. Because I love you, my darling.
Little, little, little angel eyes.
Angel eyes. And when I'm in your arms, it feels so heavenly. You know I love you, my darling angel eyes. I know you were sent from heaven above to fill my life with your wonderful love. No, we'll be happy for eternity. So no, darling angel eyes.
Pretty little angel eyes.
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel. Pretty little angel. Pretty little. Pretty little. Pretty little angel.
That as far as the news was concerned, Dublin Corporation won their legal battle to develop the controversial Wood Quay site on the Liffey. Manchester United wanted Dublin superstar and up-and-coming budding footballer Kevin Moran. And Merlin Rees was the Home Secretary in Great Britain. But what year are we remembering precisely?
Destination outward bound, I turn to see the northern lights behind the wind. Horizons seem to beckon me. Learn how to cry to young, so now I live to sing. The northern lights are in my mind. They guide me back to you. Horizons seem to beckon me. Learn how to cry to young, so now I live to sing. Though it's hard away from you, traveling roads and passing through, it's not for money and it's not for fame. I just can't explain. Sometimes it's lonely, marvelous space between the days. Early hours pass away. I sing to you of northern lights. I sing for you of northern lights.
Cruise, it's 3:25. Rack your brains and put your hedges on the bet. What year is it today? on to your money for a couple of minutes. It's 3:28. We heard the Bee Gees' Renaissance from Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds, Justin Hayward's Forever Autumn. Bill Withers and the coffee commercial music was Lovely Day. Hot Legs was a number one for Rod Stewart. Shawaddy Waddy were doing their best. And 10cc were in there also. I'll tell you what year it was next.
Energy 103.
Number one.
One. One.
Number one.
This week, get closer to AHA with a special number one colour poster. On one side, there's a 2-foot photo of Morton, Powell and Mags. On the other, more pictures and a map of their world tour. Free with this week's number one magazine.
Number one magazine.
Get closer.
Remolds from only £16 each. Yes, you can have your remolds fitted and your wheels balanced for only £16 each, including VAT. From Farm Services Tyre Centre, Glasnevin. We also stock the largest range of batteries in Dublin. So for remolds at £16 each, new tyres and batteries, call to Farm Services Tyre Centre, St. Eta's Road, Glasnevin, or telephone 376 847. That's 376 847.
Did you see the new cleaners in Baggot Street then?
Where?
Opposite the hospital.
No.
Yeah, Baggot Cleaners are open 7:30 in the morning and don't close until 6:30, and they're open Saturdays until 6 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, they offer quality cleaning at very competitive prices and same-day service on most articles left in before 10:30 in the morning.
Oh.
Baggot Cleaners, they've just opened in Baggot Street and they look after all of your cleaning needs.
Whitney's American Music Magazine.
Hello, this is Rick Dees with some life-altering information for you. It's 1 hour of nothing but the most requested hits. We call it American Music Magazine. And artist close-ups, some weird people. What about it, Lawrence?
What can I say besides, oh, wow?
We'll see you every day right here with the hits.
Rick's Hits, the American Music Magazine program, is back tonight, only here on Energy 103 between midnight and 1. The year this afternoon we were recalling on the cruise was 1978.
The Power Station, Energy 103.
It's 3:30 on the nose. Thanks for dropping by for the Monday afternoon spin. We're until 7, and in a little over half an hour's time today, the Monday Moan Line is with you. A chance to air your grievances, a cool head and a clear mind, and an easy conscience you can walk away with, all for the price of a phone call. More about that.